Welcome to the Bosch Rexroth Lean Manufacturing Audio Series, where you can hear about new approaches in using lean techniques and principles. We'll discuss how to apply lean concepts in some fresh and perhaps unexpected ways to help you transform the performance of your company. Once again, we're joined by Jamie Flinchbaugh, a founder and partner of the Lean Learning Center and co-author of the popular book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to Lean. As both a practitioner and facilitator, he successfully helped many companies in their quest for lean transformation. In this episode, Jamie and I will talk about some of the crucial steps that need to be taken to ensure that the whole organization understands why they're implementing lean and gain the personal buy-in that's essential to long-term success. Now, Jamie, first, I want to discuss this notion of buy-in. Don't you usually get consensus within an organization that lean practices are needed and then start implementing lean? Or do you need to keep building and reinforcing that consensus?
Well, when organizations talk about getting buy-in to lean, we really have to answer two questions. Who are we getting buy-in with, and what are we getting buy-in to? Lean is really a learning journey, and we can't know exactly where we're going to end up as we begin. So what exactly would we be committing to? People have to build that consensus over the long haul. And lean transformation overall means change, change for the business and change for people. And it's the change for the people in the organization that can be difficult and disruptive. And that's why there really are both practical business reasons and personal emotional reasons why individuals might resist the change. And in order to build that consensus over time, it's going to take effective and consistent communication.
So what kind of communication are we talking about? Do you mean things like newsletters, websites, bulletin boards with progress charts?
Those are good in that you're almost always going to have them, but that's the formal communication. It's just as important to have informal communication. Those are the hundreds of daily exchanges, the conversations we have all over the place in the organization. And the fact is, most organizations spend 90% of their time planning and supporting the formal communication plan, all those newsletters and websites, and only 10% or none at all on the informal communications. But if we actually look at the impact on people, 90% of the impact comes from those informal communications.
Wow. You're talking about just the daily conversations while we're maybe walking to a meeting or in the parking lot, that they can have that much impact.
Absolutely. It's those small exchanges we have day to day. And if you have an email that comes across from the CEO to every employee that says one thing, and you're facing your supervisor and eye to eye you see them and they're saying something different, who are you really going to believe? You're going to believe that person that can talk to you individually. So those informal conversations that happen all over the place in the organization are much more impactful, and we're vastly underplanning those informal communications.
Well, I can see planning the website or the email blast, but how do you exactly plan a casual conversation?
Well, we need to think about this like we would standard work for lean. So this is a standard process, and when we think about what we do with standard work in a lean process, it has, you know, several benefits to us. One is we're able to respond to changing conditions. It's repeatable and reliable, so we get a predictable result. We can learn and experiment from that standard. So there's many benefits from having standard work, and this really means having standard work for all these unplanned conversations that happen all over the place. So considering all of those benefits, wouldn't it be nice to have those benefits for all of these informal conversations?
So recognizing the opportunities always exist for those casual conversations, what would be an example of a planned informal exchange?
The best example is what's called an elevator pitch. Imagine you're getting on the elevator with someone and you'll have to the fifth floor to convince them to take the next step. So this is a common planned communication tool for any occurrence, and it's 90 seconds. To maybe 3 minutes to communicate a standard message that's memorable and has an impact. This is really having a complete toolbox of structured responses to all kinds of questions that we might be getting about the change. By having a standard message that articulates the value, we can respond to people's real concerns about that change.
So that 90 seconds is not a whole lot of time. So what kinds of things should we plan on communicating in that minute and a half that can really have an impact?
Well, 90 seconds isn't a lot of time, and the first point is that we shouldn't be teaching as we're having these short conversations. So get over that. We really focus on three critical parts. First, we have to explain why. This is the case for change. This is why we need to change. in the organization. Second, what's going to be different? What will change? How will life be different for the organization or even for you? And then third, it's the call to action. What are we asking of the other person? Are we asking them to take an action? It could be vague, like just keep an open mind, or specific, like join a team. So management has to really take the time to develop the message and use it on a regular basis in order to get the buy-in.
That really makes sense. If the team leading the lean change delivers the same consistent message about the value of lean in those hundreds of conversations day in and day out, then understanding and support should build.
Absolutely.
Well, I do have a question about the first part of this standard model, the why question. Now, I assumed that most people in a company that's implementing lean would know why we're doing lean, to be more productive and eliminate waste. Isn't that the case?
Well, unfortunately, it often isn't. The most common reason, if you actually look at why most people begin lean, it's because everyone else is. It's jumping on the bandwagon just because it's popular. Once we get past that, people develop lots of common reasons, like improved profitability or improved competitiveness. But those are very generic, and it's very easy to slip into the program of the month with that kind of message. So our job is to really develop a very specific change message. Something that uniquely has to change about the business, whether it's addressing a new customer concern, reducing lead time dramatically, or dealing with a competitive threat. And when we can deal with a specific challenge or a specific gap that we don't know how to solve, lean can help us resolve that challenge.
Now, Jamie, you said earlier that to achieve buy-in and support for lean, a business has to communicate both practical and emotional reasons for implementing lean. Now, I think we all understand those practical concerns, but what emotional issues need to be addressed here?
Well, we have to understand people do have an emotional investment in their work and proud of at least making an effort to do a good job. And if have to understand, people might not accept that we're now saying that the job is flawed, even though it's not the person, it's the way the work is done, it's the process. So we can't just answer the company's reason for the why change. We also have to answer the individual why question. And people want to know how the organization will value them and what they need to do to be valued in the future as a member of the team.
Well, there's no question that people are passionate about their work and can be anxious about change. So in your experience, when we implement lean change, where do some of those concerns come from?
Well, a common one revolves around firefighting. Firefighting creates heroes once we put out that fire, and people like to be heroes. The problem is you're actually celebrating the breakdown in the existing processes. This is different from lean, where we really want to prevent the fire in the first place. So when we have an organization that pulls out the common tools of extra hours or rushing or working harder or faster in order to overcome bad processes, that's not the healthiest way to improve. So lean can provide a more effective way to get the results, and we have to understand people might have to be recognized and rewarded for different behaviors in the organization.
So we need to listen for those concerns and anxieties when people ask the practical type questions and respond with solutions that are rewarding?
Absolutely. And that's the second part of our 90-second elevator pitch. We need to communicate the possibilities of not just what's possible for the organization, but what's possible for the individual. We need to understand that we need to provide assurance for that individual that there is a better future and confidence with a clear vision of how things will be different. And then those informal communications will have a real impact.
So it's those 90 seconds of informal communications day in and day out that are so crucial to gaining buy-in and support for lean. That's great insight, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Liz.
You've been listening to Jamie Flinchbaugh from the Lean Learning Center talking about how to gain buy-in for lean through effective use of informal communications. In our next episode, we'll be discussing how one company leveraged the launch of a new product to change their manufacturing with a modular lean work cell system. For Bosch Rexroth, I'm Liz Cohen. Thanks for listening and best wishes for success with your next lean project. Visit the Bosch Rexroth Lean Manufacturing Center on the web at www.boschrexroth-us.com/lean. You'll find all kinds of downloadable guidebooks, lean kits, and other resources. And if you have questions about lean manufacturing, please use our link and send them in. We'd enjoy hearing from you. Once again, that's www.boschrexroth-us.com/lean. Thank you.